We cannot speak of rights for children in Ontario without the voices of Aboriginal young people.
We take a moment now to listen to First Nation youth speaking out for change.
But are they being heard? Akeisha is from the Wasaksing Nation and works with other Aboriginal youth as well as young people in the justice system.
What you're hearing from me is basically what I think and my voice speaking for my opinions.
I do drum work making. Somebody who was in my mother's class, she was working in the prison. She asked if I would do a drum making workshop there, and I jumped at it right away. And she said that it was for to help them heal and so they could have an activity, a cultural activity. So that's how I got into it. And then I realized that they really need that healing and they really need that help. Coming from a youth, when they heard my age, just like their mouths dropped, and they heard some of the struggles that I went through, but I'm still standing on my own. So then I wanted to go back more and more. I see them now, the way they've changed because of what we've been doing. It's really amazing. And because a lot of them don't have an understanding the way they either grew up, how they lived life through foster care, group homes and things like that, they didn't have the access to cultural values and history and stuff that, you know, somebody like maybe perhaps I did, where I could grow up with my culture. Because a lot of them are Aboriginal youth, they face the same problems as their grandparents went to residential school, and so this is why their parents are the way they are. The result of that is their situation, basically. My mother is a child of somebody who went to residential school. You know, that stuff isn't lost yet. So when we go to school, it's always there, like those. And we have teachers who are non-Indigenous. We have all these white teachers. I remember being in school and I would never raise my hand. I would only listen and observe. But that's what I was taught to do. Through even my culture, I'd go to ceremonies and I would listen and observe.
How do we hear from young people about a policy that the government is implementing?
Children are considered in our culture, so even though I don't raise my hand, it doesn't mean that I'm not supposed to talk or something. It's just that wisdom does come in many forms, and it's not that I wasn't allowed to talk. It was more of an observing thing, because we are really learning that traditional knowledge. That's the other thing, is that when a child does say something to you or whatever, just, you know, you're supposed to really listen to it. But that wouldn't have been the case in school, you know, white curriculum.
I get it, because if people are not going to listen, then why are people going
to
speak?
And this was why I really liked coming here, because, you know, you're listening to me. If people aren't going to listen, they won't talk. We won't talk. When we listened to their music and we were like, oh my goodness, like, play more. Like, their eyes opened again. Like, it's just one thing after the other when you take the time to really listen. They make mixed music of how they're feeling and what they go on, and it's interesting because they talk about reservation life. They talk about how residential school affects them, even though it happened a long time ago. I listened to these tapes and it was amazing. It just talks about how some of the ones who grew up on the reserve and with their grandparents really affected them through the line. I think things like that would be kind of neat to, you know, incorporate. And they're reachable. A lot of the things that we do in the prison to help them is it helps them heal, it helps them to understand, and because a lot of our practices are things that bring your spirit up, it gave them a more positive outlook on things, that there is hope, and the ways of healing in the culture really made a difference on them, and we noticed that too. We noticed how they changed over just a few weeks even, just their outlook, the way they lean forward to like really listen and engage with you, and it was amazing. And they want to be heard. I know they do.
You just heard Akeisha from the Wasaksing Nation.